will get the tip in front court. Tugler to Shaw. Shaw, baseline jumper left side, no good. And the rebound taken by Ebony Rowe. We are underway in Hot Springs. Caroline Warden will bring it down for the Raiders. Works it over on the right wing to Janae Brinkley and out to Eli. Looking inside, puts it on the floor, drives with a shot, comes up short off the rim, and the ball out of bounds will go to Monroe. Game officials today, Troy Winders, Marlon Ramsey, and Marvin Ramsey, and Will Schreiber.
One of Monroe's weaknesses is their ability to take care of the basketball, Dick. Only one player with a positive assist to turnover ratio. You'll see the Lady Raiders pressing and trapping all day.
Ball goes to, in the corner, to Tugger. That's Elixir into Simmons. Spins and lays it up and in. Simmons got one-on-one against Eli that time.
Yeah, you would think, being the leading scorer, if we would get matched up on anyone, it would be her, but we missed an assignment there.
Here's Ebony Rowe holding outside. Monroe leading 2-0. They led from the opening tip yesterday in their win over FAU. Out to Warden. Works around a screen from Ebony. Feeds right side. Eli feeding Ebony Rowe in the post. Shot off the glass and good.
Monroe electing to cover Ebony in a one-on-one setting, which typically is not good news for the opponents, but good news for the Lady Raiders.
Game tied at one. Each team's post player has a basket in close. Right side, Elixir Tugler, top of the key. They feed the post in the corner to Shaw for a three that's no good. Crawls over the top of the board. Out of bounds, and the Raiders will have the ball.
Both teams obviously very inside-oriented. You'll see that Monroe going to Simmons inside. Lady Raiders obviously going to be trying to post up Ebony Rowe all day.
Caroline Warden works across the line to Janae Brinkley on the left wing. Here comes Eli out top of the key to take the pass and feed Courtney Jones on the right wing. And Ebony Rowe bobbled it momentarily. Back to Eli on the dribble, twisting and turning in the lane. Can't get a shot. Back to Courtney on the right side. To Warden. Shot clock down to five. Caroline comes left, back right, in the lane. Puts a jump shot up, and it rims off, and the rebound taken by Simmons. Raiders lucky to beat the clock for the shot that time. It didn't go down. Here's Elixir Tugler working outside. Feeds it back to her sister. And over on the right side, a jumper in the air and missed by Shaw. And the rebound taken by the Raiders. Eli comes out with it to Warden. 2-2, 17:42 to play in the first half. Right side, it goes to Janae Brinkley. Brinkley comes bouncing high to Ebony Rowe. She'll kick it over to Courtney Jones. Quick pass inside to Eli. Turns, tries to get a shot, and then makes a bad pass, and it goes out of bounds over Caroline Warden's head. Probably would have been better served to go ahead and shoot it.
Yeah, she had a shot on the initial turn and didn't like her look. Basically, Monroe playing behind there in the post. Pretty easy entry pass from Courtney to ice. She just needs to go ahead and turn and finish that.
Here is Elixir Tugler in the front court. Warden guarding her. Tugler comes back outside to Gray. Gray to Shaw. Back to Elixir Tugler. Janae Brinkley on her. Got in the lane and missed the shot off the back of the rim. Ebony Rowe clears the ball off to Courtney Jones. Coming down the far side. Jones on the left wing. Feeds Caroline Warden on top. Warden comes to Brinkley left side and out to Ebony Rowe. Lob pass into Iceland under the basket. That's going to be a held ball. Simmons got in there nicely and got hands on the ball, and the officials call for the jump. It'll go to Middle Tennessee on the possession out.
Yeah, we went four out, one in there and inverted our post. We posted ice and had Ebony outside for the high-low look.
Into Eli and back to Caroline Warden. Now the shot clock continues here with 12 left. There's a whistle and a foul. Eli collided with one of the Tugglers, Elixir, and she will draw the foul.
Yeah, basically bringing Ebony in off of a baseline screen there. Iceland set the screen, and Tugler tried to run through it rather than around it.
Here's Ebony Rowe to Warden. Started to shoot a three, held up. Comes dribbling out between the circles. Now we'll work it over to Brinkley. Monroe doing a pretty good job chasing the wings.
They certainly are. They're denying that wing entry.
And Caroline drives for a shot that's blocked out of bounds.
Middle obviously trying to initiate a lot of their offensive sets with a pass from point to wing. And because their posts stay in, sometimes it's easy to deny that pass. That's what Monroe's doing.
Into Eli on the left side. And back out it comes to Caroline Warden. Shot clock's under 10. Caroline going to put it on the floor, drive right, up with a shot, blocked, and loose ball. Ball didn't hit the rim, so the shot clock went off.
And that's probably a good thing for us, because at that point there was a loose ball, and Alexa Tugler had grabbed the loose ball and was on her way with no defensive balance, so it saved us from a wide open layup.
Here's Tugler. This is Alexa. We're still 2-2 and almost to the first media break. Tugler working outside. Works right to her sister on the left wing. A three in the air, no good. And the rebound taken by Ebony Rose, just controlling the boards inside. Rowe stops in backcourt, gets it to Caroline Warden. 2-2. Caroline across the line. Her Jackson County team playing for the state championship at home today. Ball into Ebony Rowe. Puts it on the floor. Backs in with the left hand. Shot up, no good. Foul. She'll go to the line. And we will have a media timeout as Simmons draws the foul. Timeout on the floor with 15:35 remaining in the first half. We're tied 2-2. Raiders will be at the free throw line when we return. From Elegant Sports, you're listening to Middle Tennessee Basketball on the Blue Raider Network.
Middle Tennessee postseason basketball is presented by Ascend Federal Credit Union, the exclusive credit union of Blue Raider Athletics. Blue Raiders, it's go time. A go account from Ascend is a savings and checking account with no minimum balance requirements, no per check charges, access to Ascend's check card, free checks, and a customized checkbook cover. Open your go account at one of Ascend's three Murfreesboro locations or visit ascendfcu.org for more information. Ascend Federal Credit Union, raising possibilities. Ascend, the preferred credit union of MTSU Athletics, is federally insured by the NCUA. Membership is limited.
Have you ever noticed in some radio commercials the really speedy part towards the end that you can't understand? Well, those of us at TVA and your local power company think that's a huge waste of energy, and we know energy. Take, for example, the highly efficient electric heat pumps available through our Energy Right program. Heat pumps save energy by transferring heat into your home, leaving you comfortable all winter long. So, in no uncertain terms, if your old furnace is becoming a waste of energy, go to EnergyRight.com or call your local power company.
Brought to you by Murfreesboro Electric Department and Middle Tennessee Electric Membership Corporation.
The Blue Raiders on WGNS, AM, FM, online.
2-2 ball game. The Raiders will have free throws coming. Stat monitors aren't working. But we know each team is one for something.
Exactly right. And oddly enough, both teams' leading scorer have those 2 points. So it's about like we start. You know, we thought it would be, Dick. You know, both teams opening up a little tight right now. Middle Tennessee in particular not having played yesterday. And both teams electing to stay with just base defenses. Both teams in man-to-man. Neither team has doubled the low post yet. So everything's been pretty straight up at this point.
Ebony Rowe at the line will be shooting two. The Raiders 1 out of 3 from the field, and the Warhawks 1 out of 6. Middle Tennessee out rebounding the Warhawks 5-2. First free throw by Ebony off the front of the rim and missed. She'll get one more. Ebony, 71%, one of the better free throw shooters on the Raiders squad this year.
That has really improved in that department.
Second shot in the air and rimmed out. No good. And the rebound taken by Simmons. Simmons gives the ball to Jasmine Shaw. Shaw out on the right side. Feeds it out front, deflected, picked up by Ebony Rowe. Shanice Kaysen and Lakin Leonard came in at that timeout.
And Lakin was the one that paid dividends early, got the deflection that created the steal.
Kaysen and worked Courtney Jones on the left wing. Gets a screen from Eli, breaks around it to the foul line. Feeds Iceland on the left side in the corner for three. Good. Iceland Eli with an MTMC three out of the left corner.
Iceland setting the ball screen and then running pick and pop action there. Courtney with the delivery and Iceland with a finish.
Raiders press. Ball up to Shaw at the center line. Brings it on a pass to Simmons low. Double team. Back to Elixir Tugler. Her three no good. A clunker. And the rebound taken by Shanice Kaysen. Kaysen going to leave it out with Courtney Jones. Eli started to go again from three, twisting and turning. Off the glass, no good. Rebound got her own. Sticks it up again and scores.
She won't get any credit for it, but Ebony Rowe was the one that made that play. She got the deflection off the missed shot that ended back up in Iceland's hands, and Iceland with, again, another finish.
Raiders lead at 7-2. Steal Kaysen. Long pass down to Eli. Courtney started to shoot a three. tried to feed Eli.
And should have shot the three. Yeah,
bad pass. As the defender was between Eli and the ball, and Elixir Tugler works it down for Monroe. Out front to her sister Elixir, guarded by Kaysen. Out it comes to Christina Gray. Gray to Shaw on the left wing. Shaw takes a drive to the baseline, got in there and missed the shot, but Ebony Rowe will be called for the foul. That'll be her first. She just got the step that she needed to get to the basket.
Well, you can see Middle Tennessee is basically playing what's called sideline defense, Dick. They're trying to influence the drive to the baseline side, so she went exactly where we wanted her to go. We just didn't quite rotate down quickly enough to force the double team in the short corner.
Free throw good by Shaw. It's 7-3. Simmons is out, and Alicia Hunter, a 6'1 freshman, who leads their team in block shots, is in, and the rebound taken by Lakin Leonard off the missed free throw. 7-3, Middle Tennessee. Here with 13:45 left in the first half. Janice Kaysen working out front. Courtney Jones, left wing. Eli inside. Ebony Rowe doubled up. Tries to dribble out of it. Needs a little help. Throws it back outside to Eli. He'll give it back to Kaysen with a shot clock under 10.
First time we've seen the post double.
Ball coming into Ebony Rowe, deflected, and Gray comes up with it for Monroe. Down to Elixir Tugler. Tugler out on the left side, brings it back to Shaw. Shaw puts it on the floor, starts in the lane, feeds Tugler in the corner. Her three-pointer is no good, and the rebound, Courtney Jones comes out of there dribbling into the front court. Deep on the right side, now drifts over to the wing, still on the dribble. Jones gets a screen from Eli, breaks to the foul line. Pull up 15-footer, no good. Rebound, Ebony Rowe, great position. Follow-up shot, no good. She'll go to the line.
That was the time that Courtney should have gone back to Iceland, Eli. When she got the ball screen and got it to the middle of the floor, both defenders basically went with her. She had a kickback but missed the pass there.
Alicia Hunter, who just came in, draws the foul, and Ebony Rowe back to the line, shooting two. 12:56 remaining. In the first half, Raiders on top, 7-3, make it 8-3. She hits number one.
That's what makes Ebony Rowe such a tough player to defend. If you want to keep her off the board, you probably play behind. If you want to keep her from catching the ball, you probably front. And in that case, she does such a good job of creating the seal early, she gets great offensive rebound opportunities.
Second free throw, in and out, no good, taken off by Hunter. Ball was halfway through the rim and came out. In front court, this is Jasmine Shaw working outside. Raiders lead it 8-3. Ball deflected by Eli. They feed it over to Alexa Tugler, over to Hunter in the circle. Feeds underneath, intercepted. Courtney Jones will bring it down the far side after picking off that errant pass. Jones working outside. Raiders with a 5-point lead to Kaysen on the left wing. Circles into the free throw circle. Back to Courtney for three, and she's got it.
Nice set there by Middle Tennessee. Little looping action there when Shanice Kaysen catches it on the wing. Courtney Jones follows her back out to the place she just vacated. Wide open shot.
11-3 Middle Tennessee. In backcourt, this is Jay Shin, who's in the game for Monroe. Long pass down court. Tugler saves that one. Out on the wing, holding it there, and back to Shin. Don't want to give her any daylight.
Ooh, great three-point shooter.
And to Hunter, her shot no good, picked up by Shaw, and she'll follow, no good. And the rebound loose. Who's got it? Hunter's got it in the lane. She'll shoot and score.
Well, when you give them three opportunities, as we did there, their chances of them getting a conversion are good.
11-5, Middle Tennessee. Courtney Jones to walk it down. She's taking the point now. Over to Kaysen. Kaysen top of the key. Back to Courtney on the right wing. Skip pass comes into Ebony Rowe. Double team. Back to Kaysen. Open from three. In the air and rimming out. No good. Taken off by Hunter.
Obviously the double. Yeah, the double coming from Shanice. She had the wide open shot. Got a good look. Just didn't get it to go down.
Here's Shin working out front. With the bounce pass over to Christina Gray on the left wing. Back to Shaw, to Gray. She'll shoot out of the corner for three. No good. And little Kaysen grabs the rebound. Clears it quickly to Courtney Jones. Jones feeds under to Eli, running the floor, and she is run out of bounds there and fouled. Foul is up 32, Christina Gray, her first. Media timeout with 10:58 remaining in the first half. With timeout to score, Middle Tennessee 11, And Louisiana Monroe 5 from Nelligan Sports. You're listening to Middle Tennessee Basketball on the Blue Raider Network.
Middle Tennessee postseason basketball is presented by Ascend Federal Credit Union, the exclusive credit union of Blue Raider Athletics.
What a state of generosity. Look what my agent got for me just by switching to State Farm. A few hundred unexpected bucks, I couldn't ask for more. But now I've got to figure out what I should use it for. A new bike would be radical, but maybe something practical, like a pet baboon with one robotic arm. Get to a better state, State Farm.
In Murfreesboro, call State Farm agents David Wilson and Floyd Wilson.
Customers come to Kroger because they know they'll get the best quality and the best price.
I shop at Kroger because the prices are awesome.
It's no secret to Kroger customers. Just look for the yellow tags for savings in every aisle.
The yellow tags, they help and they make a difference.
You can find yellow tags everywhere.
At Kroger, you can find a good selection, but at a better price than you can find just about anywhere else.
Get more value for the way you live every day at Kroger.
Shopping here saves us tons of money.
It's MTSU Sports on WGNS.
Big crowd here, clad in blue across the way, following the Lady Raiders. They'll be here tonight for the Blue Raider game.
Sitting in royal blue seats. It's like Murphy Center.
It is. All royal blue here at the Summit Arena. They have two courts in this convention center. And this, of course, is the main court, but there's a game going on right now on the other court in the women's division. Middle Tennessee on top by a score of 11-5, and will have the ball out of bounds under the basket.
Hands of the blue.
Courtney Jones will key it in. Caroline Warden back in for Kaysen at that timeout. Over to Eli, top of the key. Right side, Courtney Jones. Quick pass in. Ebony Rose spins inside. I don't know how she made that shot, but it went in and she was fouled.
Foul number three of the Warhawks.
Foul is on Hunter, her second.
Middle with a great job of ball reversal there off the inbounds play and basically attack from the weak side. Again, Louisiana Monroe electing to defend Ebony in a one-on-one setting. That's typically not good news.
But when she shot the ball, there were about three people hanging on her. Missed the free throw, and it's 13-5.
Yeah, they were late to the double team if that's what they were trying to do.
Shaw coming under the back. It missed a layup, and the rebound taken by Ebony Rowe. Shaw is very quick to the basket, and that's twice she's been able to drive and get an open look.
Monroe off to a really rough start from the floor. 2 of 13 right now to begin the game.
Caroline Warden to Courtney Jones. Back to Caroline. Right wing for three. Going to hit the rim and come off, and the rebound taken by Hunter, and over to Alexa Tugler on the right side. Raiders on top, 13-5. Ball coming this way. Good save, Jason.
Substitution for the Warhawks.
Jason showed quick hands.
He did.
It'll be Shin to inbound, side front court. Kaysen back in for Caroline Warden. In the Raider alignment here with 10:14 left in the half.
Well, Monroe is a team that has a 0.6 assist to turnover ratio, Dick. The more passes we can make them throw, the better chance we've got of getting a turnover.
Alexa Tugler, baseline. The ball off the hands of Simmons. Eli intercepts, drives the lane, and scores.
Great job there by the Lady Raiders defensively. Again, we forced the baseline drive and got the baseline double team. The pass coming out was too hot, turns into an easy layup.
And the lead is now double digits for Middle Tennessee. Here's Tugler, left wing, 15-5. Iceland Eli now with seven. As Alexa Tugler works outside against Case, and they jump on her as Eli jumped on the screen, and now Simmons has the ball stolen by Courtney Jones, and the Raiders are playing excellent defense.
They absolutely are.
Lake and Leonard back to Courtney. Courtney outside, backs it up. 9:25 remaining here in the first half to Kaysen. Drives to the foul line. Backs up, comes to Courtney. On the wing, puts it on the floor. 15-footer left side, no good. And the rebound, Ebony Rowe fighting for it. Kicks outside to Tugler, and Alexa Tugler will bring it into front court. Feeds out front to Shaw. Comes around a high screen. Three-pointer in the air. Shin missed it. And the rebound taken by Kaysen. Kaysen to bring it down for the Raiders, who lead by 10. Just under 9 minutes to play here in the first half. Courtney Jones to Kaysen. Kaysen circles into the lane, backs it up, feeds on the wing to Courtney for three, and it rims off no good. Rebound, Lakin Leonard, weak side rebound, put back for Lakin Leonard.
Nice job by Lakin there on the shot by Courtney. She did a great job of just taking the route from the wing all the way and was uncontested on that offensive rebound.
This is a 30-second timeout, so we'll keep it here. Lakin Leonard was in perfect position to get the missed three-pointer. She came in from the opposite side.
Yep, you're seeing Lady Raiders run an offensive set where Courtney Jones basically initiates the offense by passing to the wing, typically Shanice Kaysen. Shanice takes the ball to the middle of the floor, and that gives Courtney the ability to run to the rim and then break to either side. Monroe having a really difficult time figuring out which side she's going to, and when she makes her cut, Lakin Leonard is filling the opposite wing, and at that point, the Monroe defender never got back to her.
We've got new players in for Monroe. Jasmine Taylor, a 5'9 freshman, number 24, is in, along with Shanice Brooks, a 6'2 sophomore, number 34. Raiders press. Brooks has got it out near the center line. Gives it back to Alexa Tugler. Over on the right side to Taylor. Simmons comes on top to Alexa Tugler. Starts in, backs up. Well, he forced her back outside. Simmons going to drive to the lane. Did she travel? Yes.
She sure did. Yep, Shanice Kaysen did a good job of jumping into the driving lane there and forced the extra step when Simmons was trying to get the ball to the rim. Right now, Monroe very frustrated. They can't get to the rim. They can't make shots offensively. They're a train wreck.
Raiders leading 17-5. We're approaching the 8-minute mark. Ball to Courtney Jones on the left wing. One dribble and back to Kaysen. Kaysen comes around to pick from Ebony Rowe. Backs up top of the key. Now back behind the three-point line. Ebony will set up to roll low, and they'll bring Iceland out to get the pass, and somebody needs to shoot the ball. Iceland got it away. It hit the rim and is out of bounds to Louisiana Monroe.
Yeah, not a good offensive possession there at all. We waited way too late to run the initiation to the offense.
Got a media timeout with 7:42 remaining in the first half. With timeout, the score, Middle Tennessee 17, Louisiana Monroe 5. From Nelligan Sports, you're listening to Middle Tennessee Basketball on the Blue Raider Network.
Middle Tennessee postseason basketball is presented by Ascend Federal Credit Union, the exclusive credit union of Blue Raider Athletics.
Many serious illnesses can be caught by a regular doctor visit. Middle Tennessee Medical Center and the St. Thomas Health Network have partnered together to give you immediate access to the best care in the area by creating Middle Tennessee Medical Group. With two conveniently located patient offices, the physicians of Middle Tennessee Medical Group are dedicated to the health and well-being of families in Rutherford County and the surrounding communities.
To schedule an appointment, call 615-895-3233 or visit our website, middletennesseemedicalgroup.com.
I love this store. They have such a selection.
The quality is excellent.
Customers are talking about all the ways there are to save at Kroger.
The people are helpful.
The fish is always at a good price. The chicken's at a good price.
The Kroger brand ice cream, it's a great price, but it's a good quality.
Fresh produce is always at the top of my list.
I can come and save on produce and go to the pharmacy and take care of my other needs and still save.
Get more value for the way you live every day at Kroger.
It's an all-around good shopping experience.
WGNS, AM, FM, online, Rutherford County's MTSU station.
Raiders lead it here by a score of 17-5. Dick Palmer, Kyle Turnham with you from the Summit Arena in Hot Springs. Dwayne Hickey will be along with Blue Raider Baseball at 1:45 this afternoon on WMTS 88.3. Raiders against the Xavier Musketeers today and trying to rebound from an 8-4 loss yesterday. And right now, Middle Tennessee playing great defense. They are not shooting exceptionally well, but the shots that they have been able to work out of their offense, they've been knocking down.
Yeah, you look at Louisiana Monroe's start right now, shooting 2 of 14 from the floor for 14%. They are 0 of 6 from the three-point line and have 6 turnovers on top of that.
Here they come down the floor. Elixir Tugger, a pull-up 15-footer is no good, and the rebound Karen's out to Courtney Jones, who'll bring it back the other way for the Raiders. Out front to Caroline Warden, who checked back in at that timeout. Feeds it over on the left wing to Courtney, and a screen from Eli. Skip pass comes into Ebony Rowe. Fakes, got the defender off her feet, and the ball knocked out of bounds. Could have been a foul on 34. Brooks, they say, no, it was a block.
Should have been a foul there. There's no question. Ebony with the shot fake and got Brooks up in the air.
Warden, inbounds pass to Courtney Jones. Back to Warden on the left wing. She'll skip it into the post. Underneath, Ebony Rowe. Back to Lake and Leonard. Penetrates, got in the lane, and she draws the foul. She'll go to the line.
Yeah, what allowed Lakin to draw that foul was that when she got to the lane, she transferred the ball from her normal right hand to her left hand and drew the foul accordingly.
Jasmine Taylor picks up the foul, and Lake and Leonard at the line shooting a pair. Free throw bounces out, no good. Out of Whitleyville, Tennessee. I know you know where that is.
I certainly do. Uncharacteristic shooting from the free throw line for the Lady Raiders at this point. Now 1 of 6.
Second shot by Lakin, good. So she has 3, and it is 18-5. Middle Tennessee with its largest lead, 13 points. Working out front, Alexa Tugler to Simmons. Simmons starts in the lane, feeds it over to Brooks, and Brooks' shot drops for 2. 18-7. Warden in front court for the Raiders. Brooks, Courtney Jones on the right wing, around a screen from Eli. She'll try to feed inside, but it's deflected and intercepted by Brooks for the Warhawks.
Yeah, if she was going to throw that pass, it would have been a much better pass to be a bounce pass.
Alexa Tugler misses one, trying to draw a foul on that shot. Missed the shot, didn't get the foul. Caroline Warden in the corner. Lakin Leonard for 3, no good. High rebound taken by Simmons.
Good look there in transition. Lady Raiders got it up and had a skip. And then plus 1, got a wide open look from Lakin.
Tugler to Tugler, and they're going to call a block on Eli inside as she and Tugler collided.
Yeah, that's a tough break there on Iceland Eli. I thought she was in position to take the charge again. The Lady Raiders forcing baseline on the drives. The official determined she was there a little late.
Janae Brinkley for Lakin Leonard. Taylor is out. Shaw back in for the Warhawks. It'll be Alexa Tugler to inbound. Looking, still looking. Got it in play to Simmons on the left side. Simmons back to Tugler. Tugler puts it on the floor, drives baseline, shoots a runner and scores.
And again, when you're going to play sideline defense, you're going to force it baseline. The baseline rotation has got to be waiting on that and build out to the short corner.
18-9, the Raiders lead. The ball to Courtney Jones on the left wing. Around the screen from Eli to Caroline Warden. Warden going to get a pick from Ebony Rowe. Skip pass comes into Eli. Open inside, she'll score.
He had a weak side duck in off the ball screen there from Ebony Rowe, and that was Ice with a great job of sealing her defender inside the lane.
Raiders lead it by a score of 20-9. Alexa Tugler working outside. Going to come right on a drive. Shoots a runner there and misses. Rebound. Knocked free by Eli on a great defensive play. Across the line it goes to Courtney Jones. Jones on the left wing, reverses the dribble, goes for a jumper outside and misses, and the rebound taken by Ebony Rowe. Clears it out to Courtney Jones. They're all over hanging on Ebony Rowe.
That play shows you why Ebony Rowe is who she is and why she's the most valuable player in this league. She had no ability to get that offensive rebound and still came up with it.
They get it to him. They're all over her. She makes the shot and scores and must have been fouled at least 6 times on that possession.
And got none of them called.
22-9, Middle Tennessee, and Monroe will take a timeout.
30-second timeout.
It's going to be a 30, so we'll keep it here. This is not the media timeout. Well, when you get to tournament time, conference tournament time, NCAA tournament, the theory is they always let them play a little more.
Yeah, the officiating, I think, loosens up, and I think that's standard in every conference, and it's certainly standard in the NCAA tournament. And, you know, at that point, they try to let the players determine the game, which is a good thing. What I don't understand is why you take a different philosophy in tournament time that you do during the regular season. If you're going to call it that way in tournament time, call it that way all year.
Well, and the thing I don't understand is why they don't call something when a shooter is hit on the shooting arm.
The shooter is the easiest person to protect on the floor.
Yeah. Call coming in play to Alexa Tugler, guarded by Janae Brinkley. Raiders are going to double team. Off it comes to Alexa. And a pass deflected by Eli and out of bounds.
You can see the issues that this Monroe team has taking care of the basketball. It seems like every pass is not only contested, but it's deflected. We're making them change their passing angles, and they're just having a really difficult time initiating any offense through the pass.
Tugler will inbound. Lobs it out there to Jasmine Shaw. 4.5 minutes to play first half. Shaw guarded out front by Courtney Jones. Left wing it goes to Alexa Tugger into Simmons to the hoop. She'll score. Nice move by Simmons.
That was a nice post play. She got there early, beat Ebony Rowe to the spot. Got a great pass, turned and scored. We did not double on that play.
22-11. Here's Warden to Courtney Jones. Inside Ebony Rowe against Simmons. Turns. Simmons all over her. No foul call, and the ball goes to Tugler. And now a little touch foul is called on the other end on Janae Brinkley.
Well, that's a lack of consistency there because Ebony Rowe definitely got hit. And then in transition, Janae Brinkley comes back and gets all ball, knocks it off of the Monroe penetrator, and gets a foul call.
Alexa Tugler will inbound. Out to Shaw, to Gray. Gray, two-hand pass coming over on the left wing. Alexa, shot no good. Rebound Simmons, and she will score on the putback.
Yeah, Simmons so far has been the workhorse for this Louisiana Monroe team. Without her productivity, they're getting beat worse than they are right now.
22-13. Eli, three off the left side. No good. High rebound taken by Tugler. This is Alexa into the front court. Starts left. Backs it up. Skip pass out front. Goes to Simmons on the right side to Shaw. Shaw, top of the key, comes back to Alexa Tugler. Back to Simmons outside the three-point line. Over to Alexa. She'll drive the baseline left. Eli over there to front her and double team. Back to Shaw. Shaw with five on the shot clock. Alexa dumps it inside. Simmons there, blocked by Eli. Taken great by Ebony Rowe.
Excellent rotation by Ice over on off the baseline double. She was the next one that had to rotate and got there.
On the right wing, Courtney Jones. Screen from Eli. Breaks to the foul line. Almost lost the dribble. Back it comes to Warden. She'll work around an Ebony Rowe screen into Eli. Fouled on the shot. It almost went in. And it's going to be on 32. Christina Gray, her second.
Monroe has not stopped that weak side duck in yet, Dick. And we just need to keep going to the well there.
We have a media timeout with 2:54 remaining in the first half. Raiders will be at the free throw line when we return from Nelligan Sports. It's 22-13 Middle Tennessee on the Blue Raider Network.
Middle Tennessee postseason basketball is presented by Ascend Federal Credit Union, the exclusive credit union of Blue Raider Athletics.
Hey fans, take a time out with the Blue Raiders' favorite bread, Bunny Bread. Packed with complex carbohydrates and that fresh, delicious taste you love, Bunny Bread is the perfect source of energy for the Blue Raiders in today's game. For breakfast, lunch, or game time snacks, Bunny gives you the taste you want and the nutrition that you need. Treat yourself to a bag of Bunny Bread or Bunny Buns today.
That's what I said, Bunny Bread.
Because you can see forever from Signal Mountain. And with the right vision plan, you can see a whole lot more. Because five kids in Jackson means 40 bicuspids at the dentist. Because of a mobile site that helps you find a doctor. Because of small towns, big businesses, and partnering together for affordable solutions in health and wellness. You carry us because we carry you. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee. Health, wellness, dental, vision. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association.
WGNS, your Blue Raider connection.
Today's game is brought to you in part by the Daily News Journal, Rutherford County's leading news source on multiple devices 24/7. Visit dnj.com or go out and pick it up in your driveway like I do every morning and read Monty Hale, Adam Sparks. They'll be posting in Sunday's paper the outcome of today's games. We're broadcasting from the Ascend Broadcast Center along Press Row here at the Summit Arena. Dick Palmer and Kyle Turnham. Two shots for Iceland Eli.
Yeah, Iceland again on the weak side ducking, and it's been a very productive set for Middle Tennessee up to this point. The only problem is we're not converting at the free throw line, Dick. Only 2 of 7 going into that shot, which was made.
Iceland Eli now with 10 points, and the Raiders back to a 10-point lead, 23-13. The 6'1 senior from Lebanon, Tennessee, puts this one up and puts it in. Two in a row, and it's 24-13. Raiders are going to set up in a press. In backcourt, Tugler to Simmons. And back to the other Tugler, Alexa, across the line. Working outside. The Tugler twins are natives of Monroe, so they're playing for their hometown team. Alexa Tugler. Working out front, stops, feeds it over to Jasmine Shaw, comes down the right baseline, on the post to Simmons. Kiki Stewart has checked in for the Raiders. Three-pointer in the air, no good. And the rebound taken by Alexa Tugler, and she will score.
Yeah, Courtney Jones just absolutely let her box out, walk right by her, and she picks up the ball and knocks it down.
24-15 Raiders. Caroline Warden to Kiki outside the three-point line. Her bad pass stolen by Simmons.
Yeah, the pass was the right pass, but it was too late. Iceland had the post up early, and Kiki waited too late to get her the ball.
Here's Tugler starting in, comes back outside to Simmons. Lob pass inside to Brooks. She'll lay it up and score, and the foul will be on Kiki Stewart.
Well, you saw that Brooks had position there because Stewart was fronting, and when they went to the high post, the high-low was there. The only issue that you've got with Kiki in that situation is don't foul her after she's already beaten you on the play.
Ebony Rowe had come out for about 30 seconds. She's back in there. It's 24-17, and the free throw is good by Brooks, who has scored 5 off the bench.
Yeah, oddly enough, after an incredibly slow start, Monroe has crawled back in with 8 on 26 shooting. So over the past couple of possessions, Dick, they've really stepped up.
Caroline Warden with a drive, and the shot missed, taken by Alexa Tugler over to Alexa, and she's in front court. Tugler working out front, going to flip it over on the wing to Alexa. She'll start the drive. Can't get in there. Ball deflected by Courtney Jones, picked up by Ebony Rowe, over to Caroline Warden. Quickly down the floor to Courtney, fakes the three, drives for the basket, and what do we got here?
Got a block call.
Courtney's going to go to the line. Simmons picks up her second foul.
Number 20 on the Warhawks.
Courtney Jones will be shooting free throws. Foul line to our right here with 1:17 left in the half.
Well, that was great transition offense there by the Lady Raiders. They got the ball up to Courtney, and of course you have to honor her from the three-point line. The closeout was poor. She put it on the floor and got the foul called on Simmons. And as you said, Dick, that's her second. That could be a big one.
25-18 as Courtney sinks the first up two. Also good on number two. She's got 5.
26-18. ULM, number 32,
Gray back in for the Warhawks.
Blue Raider,
and Shanice Kaysen checks back in for the Raiders. Now Simmons will go to the bench for Monroe after picking up her second foul.
Right, they're wanting to not get her third, obviously, before halftime.
1:13 left in the first half. Alexa Tugler works across the line against Kaysen. Starts to back in. Eli slips out the hedge left screen, and Tugler now feeds it over on the right side. Almost lost. Looked like it might have been some kind of miscue, but they keep the ball. Back to Alexa. Stops. Bounces it back to Gray. Puts up a 19-footer and misses, and the rebound, Ebony Rowe. Great position inside.
Great defensive stand there by Middle Tennessee.
Down to Courtney Jones. Drives under the basket, too far under. And we'll come back outside to Shanice Kaysen with 35 seconds left in the first half.
I'd stay with that ball screen weak side duck in, Dick. They haven't stopped it yet.
Here comes Kaysen out to Eli, inside to Ebony Rowe, and shoved from behind. 32, Gray.
Number 32.
With an elbow to the back.
Christina Gray, her third.
And that's her third personal foul. Ebony Rowe will go to the line. Are they over the limit?
For the Blue Raiders, number 21.
9 fouls. It's a 1-1 for Ebony Rose. Only 1 out of 5 at the free throw line today. 27 seconds remaining, first half. Ebony's free throw, no good. And this time, be a foul on Kaysen on the rebound. Kaysen's first, team's fifth.
Yeah, the good news about that foul was that's only team fifth, did not send them to the bonus. Otherwise, that would have been not a very good foul.
Here's Tugler at center line. Kaysen dashed in there and almost stole the ball. Tugler bouncing away to Shaw, guarded by Lake and Leonard. Back to Elixir Tugler. Starts in, feeds inside. Nice pass and the shot good by Brooks.
Great pass and even better catch by Brooks.
26-20, and at the halftime buzzer, Kaysen's attempt is no good, and we're at the first half at the Summit Arena in Hot Springs, Arkansas. Halftime score, Middle Tennessee 26, Louisiana Monroe 20. Stay with us now for the MTMC Halftime Show. That'll be coming your way next. From Nelligan Sports, you're listening to Middle Tennessee Basketball on the Blue Raider Network.
Middle Tennessee postseason basketball is presented by Ascend Federal Credit Union, the exclusive credit union of Blue Raider Athletics.
Blue Raiders, it's go time. A go account from Ascend is a savings and checking account with no minimum balance requirements, no per check charges, access to Ascend's check card, free checks, and a customized checkbook cover. Open your go account at one of Ascend's three Murfreesboro locations or visit ascendfcu.org for more information. Ascend Federal Credit Union, raising possibilities. Ascend, the preferred credit union of MTSU Athletics, is federally insured by the NCUA. Membership is limited.
Hello, my name is Dr. Dean McIntyre, clinic director and owner of Total Family Physician Center. I started practicing in Murfreesboro in 2005. Prior to that, in 1999, I practiced in Hoover, Alabama. I consistently work with athletes, teachers, professors at MTSU. However, we take all patients here at Total Family Physician Center.
Whether you need a chiropractor, physical therapy, massage therapy, or interested in the benefits of medical weight loss, contact TotalFamilyPhysicianCenter.com.
Hey, TOA! Hey, hey!
What's that about?
Hey, oh, the TOA cheer.
TOA?
You know, Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance.
Why are they cheering for them?
Well, they take care of more athletes in Middle Tennessee than anyone, treating joints, bones, muscles.
So if one of these players needs help, they should call TOA?
Yeah, or they can just yell, because there's likely a TOA physician already on the sidelines. They love football.
Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, official team physician of Blue Raiders Athletics. Visit TOA.com today.
Embassy Suites is the perfect place for getaways for the whole family or a romantic weekend for two. Our Gateway Grill restaurant is open for lunch, serving your favorite soups, salads, and sandwiches. And for dinner, handcrafted appetizers, a selection of contemporary entrees, and delectable desserts. The restaurant also features two private dining rooms that are perfect for any intimate gathering. Call Embassy Suites at 615-890-4464 and ask about special room packages today.
At Creekside Assisted Living of Murfreesboro, we provide excellence in service while maintaining the dignity of our residents in a home-like atmosphere. Come see our new community, which includes bistros, salons, a library, and spacious activity areas. A kind, friendly, and well-trained staff can help residents with the daily activities of life. Locally owned by Blue Raider alumni Tim Keach and Kent Ayer, find out more about Creekside Assisted Living, 895-3002, or online at www.creeksideassistedliving.com.
It always seemed like no big deal at the time, but son, you better be listening when I tell you don't drink and drive.
Highway Safety Office.
The home of the Blue Raiders. WGNS, AM, FM, online.
Welcome back to the Summit Arena in Hot Springs, Arkansas, and welcome into the MTMC Halftime Show, brought to you by Middle Tennessee Medical Center, the official hospital system of the Blue Raiders. MTMC, a member of St. Thomas Health. We're coming to you from the Ascend Broadcast Center along Press Row here at the Summit Arena. And it's halftime with the Raiders leading 26-20. And Kyle, the Raiders built a 13-point lead at one time in the first half. And Monroe has come back strong toward the end of the half and has cut that lead to six.
Yeah, but at the 7:43 mark of the first half, Dick, we had a 17-5 lead. Monroe was shooting 2 of 14 from the floor and had six turnovers since that point. Obviously, they've scored 15 points on 7 of 15 shooting and only one additional turnover during that stretch. Middle Tennessee, on the other hand, 17 points. We've only scored 9 more on 2 of 8 shooting from the floor and have 2 additional turnovers. So there's been a complete reversal since that 7:43 mark.
Well, Monroe has been doing a decent job of getting the ball inside to some big post players. Not only Simmons, but Hunter, the sub that came in, has scored 3 baskets. Simmons has 3 baskets, so that's 6 that they've gotten inside with their post players.
Yeah, and Brooks is 3 for 3 as well there, Dick. So they're doing a good job of getting the ball inside. Not so much by the pass, but our rotations have been a little late when they've gone baseline on the drive, and they've been able to convert when they've got the ball inside.
Okay, we'll take a break and be back to check some first half stats for you right after this timeout. From Nelligan Sports, you're listening to Middle Tennessee Basketball, the MTMT Halftime Show on the Blue Raider Network.
Middle Tennessee postseason basketball is presented by Ascend Federal Credit Union, the exclusive credit union of Blue Raider Athletics.
Each month, the Pepsi Refresh Project awards up to $1.3 million in refresh grants. Anyone can submit. Anyone can vote. Your choice makes a difference. Which means that every time you drink a Pepsi, you do more than refresh yourself. You refresh the world. So the next time you're standing in front of a soda machine debating between this cola and that cola, choose the cola that hooked up music students in Spokane with a new set of instruments. When you're reaching into a cooler full of ice at your buddy's barbecue, choose the soda that gave every graduating senior at Nottoway Valley High a scholarship. If you're feeling indecisive in the soda aisle, choose Pepsi, and you might be helping an apparel company make a t-shirt that can change the world. Go to refresheverything.com and find out how your choice can make a difference. The Pepsi Refresh Project. Every Pepsi refreshes the world.
There are many reasons why 96% of First Tennessee customers would recommend us. Karen's is mobile banking.
When I was in New York, I used my iPad to balance my checking accounts at First Tennessee.
And have you recommended us, Karen?
I would recommend First Tennessee to friends and family because they treat me well and I know they treat other people well.
To learn more and get information on a special bonus, visit firsttennessee.com/areyou a 96?
Honey, have you seen my keys?
On the hook.
Okay, got them. Briefcase?
By the door.
Oh, right. Yep, yep. Okay, I'm off. I'll see you.
1-1000, 2-1000, 3-1000.
Hey, honey, I'm home.
So, how was your day?
Oh, you know, the usual.
With the new Win for Life instant game from the Tennessee Lottery, your only job might be going to the mailbox and collecting $3,000 a week for life. The Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing, life-changing fun.
The Chick-fil-A update. The BCC, the Bovine Communications Committee, has banned the use of the word beef on commercial airwaves. Cows call it the B word, ends in F, two E's in the middle. Phrases like where's the beef are now punishable with random electric cattle prodding. Should you ever say beef or crave beef, head to Chick-fil-A. Then think good thoughts and eat good things, like the original chicken sandwich, a tender, juicy breast of chicken placed on a hot buttered bun with two crucial pickles. I've got no with that. Chick-fil-A. We didn't invent the chicken, just the chicken sandwich.
When a woman hears from one of her friends, "I love that jewelry, where did you get it?" she's happy. She's also proud to say it came from Shane Company. Ladies love shopping at Shane Company because we design hundreds of our own exclusive styles that no other jeweler has. Every day, we add hot, fashion-forward looks with diamonds, natural rubies, natural sapphires, and cultured pearls. Guys like Shane Company because our non-commissioned personal shoppers won't pressure them to buy, and because their money goes much further with our direct importer prices. If you've not yet been to Shane Company, after one visit, you'll know why our customers say that we're worth the drive.
Now you have a friend in the diamond business, Shane Company, in Franklin, just west of I-65 at Cool Springs Boulevard. Open Monday through Friday till 8, Saturday and Sunday till 5, online at shaneco.com.
Riverdale versus Science Hill in the state championship game coming up right after the Lady Raiders here on WGNS.
Back into the MTMC halftime show. Raiders lead by a score of 26-20 here at the intermission, Kyle, but I'm sure Coach Ensel would agree that the halftime lead should be much bigger than that.
I would agree with that, and as a matter of fact, this game has taken a very similar complexion to the game that we played against them in Murphy Center.
Two-point lead at halftime there.
You're absolutely right.
And let's hope it has a similar finish.
Yes, because obviously the majority, if not all of the momentum going into halftime, would go to Monroe.
Time to take a look at our halftime stats brought to you by Roscoe Brown Heating and Air. There are a few things in life you can depend on. Roscoe Brown is one of them. What are the highlights over there, Kyle?
Well, the odd part is, you know, despite Louisiana Monroe's sluggish start, they have come back to tie us in terms of field goals. To look at our stats team-wise, Louisiana Monroe shooting 9 of 29 from the floor for 31%. They still have not connected on a three-point shot where they're 0 of 7. Only 2 of 3 from the free throw line. That Lady Raiders have done a good job of keeping them off the free throw line. They have 20 total rebounds, 5 of which were offensive, 5 assists, 7 turnovers, 3 blocks, 2 steals. For the Lady Raiders, 9 of 24 from the floor for 38%, 2 of 7 from the three-point line. Iceland Eli with one of those, Courtney Jones with the other, 6 of 12 from the free throw line. That has prevented us from stretching our lead out, obviously. Also 20 rebounds for us, 4 of which have been offensive, 5 assists, 6 turnovers, 2 blocks, and 3 steals. Serta Pro Painters points in the paint. You wouldn't believe this, but Monroe has got a 16-14 lead in that category. That's something Coach Ensel will not be happy about. Points off turnovers, Middle Tennessee with a 10-4 lead there. Second chance points, Middle Tennessee with a 7-6 lead. Fast break points, Middle Tennessee leads 2-0. And Monroe with a 9-3 advantage in bench points.
All right, that's our MTMC halftime show. Thank you so much for joining us. And we will be back with second half action coming up right after this timeout. From Nelligan Sports, you're on the Blue Raider Network. Yeah.
Middle Tennessee postseason basketball is presented by Ascend Federal Credit Union, the exclusive credit union of Blue Raider Athletics.
Hi, my name is Jason Spray. I'm the head strength coach at Middle Tennessee State University. I came to Dr. Dean maybe 2 years ago. I was having some shoulder problems and some trigger point areas. And when I came in, it was pretty much a frozen shoulder. Couldn't do much with it. Dr. Dean and his staff, through trigger point therapy, adjustments, and physical rehab, helped get me back on track and training the way I like to train.
Whether you need a chiropractor, physical therapy, massage therapy, or interested in the benefits of medical weight loss, contact TotalFamilyPhysicianCenter.com.
Because you can see forever from Signal Mountain. And with the right vision plan, you can see a whole lot more. Because 5 kids in Jackson means 40 bicuspids at the dentist. Because of a mobile site that helps you find a doctor. Because of small towns, big businesses, and partnering together for affordable solutions in health and wellness. You carry us because we carry you. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee. Health, wellness, dental, vision. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association.
Hi, this is Belinda Arender of F&M Mortgage. Purchasing a home can be one of the most thrilling experiences of a lifetime. Whether you're a first-time homebuyer, moving up to a larger home, or refinancing your current home, you'll find F&M Mortgage is here to help you every step of the way. F&M Mortgage is located at 1639 Medical Center Parkway here in Murfreesboro. Call us today at 800-999-8999 or find us online at myfmbank.com.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 518-158.
Well, I'm ready for the game. How do I look? Like a Blue Raider basketball fanatic?
You can't show up at the arena without your game day gear. Where's your Blue Raider hoodie, hat, foam finger?
Where can I get all that? The game's starting soon.
The Phillips Bookstore has the best and biggest selection of the Blue Raiders apparel, gifts, gear, and more. They have one of the biggest lines of Nike MT gear around.
When you think Blue Raider athletics, think the Phillips Bookstore located in the Student Union Building. Shop online at mtsu.bkstr.com.
Hey, TOA! Hey, hey!
TOA. What's that about?
Hey, oh, the TOA cheer.
TOA?
You know, Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance.
Why are they cheering for them?
Well, they take care of more athletes in Middle Tennessee than anyone, treating joints, bones, muscles.
So if one of these players needs help, they should call TOA?
Yeah, or they can just yell, because there's likely a TOA physician already on the sidelines. They love football.
Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, official team physician of Blue Raiders Athletics. Visit TOA.com today.
I love this store. They have such a selection.
The quality is excellent.
Customers are talking about all the ways there are to save at Kroger.
The people are helpful.
The fish is always at a good price. The chicken's at a good price.
The Kroger brand ice cream, it's a great price, but it's a good quality.
Fresh produce is always at the top of my list.
I can come and save on produce and go to the pharmacy and take care of my other needs and still save.
Get more value for the way you live every day at Kroger.
It's an all-around good shopping experience.
Riverdale versus Science Hill in the state championship game coming up right after the Lady Raiders here on WGNS.
Welcome back to the Summit Arena in Hot Springs, Arkansas. Before we start the second half, let's pause 15 seconds for station identification. As we tell you, you're listening to Middle Tennessee Basketball.
It's time. Show your true blue. Blue Raiders.
Your Blue Raiders are Eastern Division champions.
The home of the Blue Raiders, WGNS, Murfreesboro.
Nick Palmer, Kyle Turnham with you from the Summit Arena. Raiders lead at 26-20 at halftime. Iceland Eli, 11 points. Ebony Rose, 7. Courtney Jones, 5. Lakin Leonard, 3. And for Monroe, 6 for Simmons, 6 for Brooks. 2 for Hunter, 2 for Tugler, 2 for each Tugler, and 1 for Shaw.
Yeah, almost all the damage from Monroe coming from their two post players, Simmons and Brooks, a combined 6 of 7 from the floor. Similar results for the Lady Raiders. Iceland Eli, 4 of 8. Ebony Rowe, 3 of 5, 7 of 13. So it's going to come down to whichever post presence either comes through or doesn't come through. Middle Tennessee without a field goal for the final 5 minutes of the first half.
Raiders led by 13 at one point in the first half and now lead by 6 as we start the second half of action. Our second half brought to you in part by Sam's All-American Sports Grill at Stones River Mall in Murfreesboro, Hillsboro Village in Nashville, and Hendersonville. Monroe puts it in play. We're underway. Elexer Tugler back to her twin Elexer. Back to Elexer. Feet inside to Hunter. Shot is good.
2 points.
As they again go inside, and it is 26-22, and the Raiders lead cut to 4. As close as Monroe has been since early in the game.
Well, Brooks picking up where she left off. She was 3 for 3 from the floor in the first half. Starts out now with 4 of 4, and you see Monroe electing to go with two post players in this lineup. They have both Simmons and Brooks on the floor at the same time.
Kaysen with a drive shot blocked and taken away by Hunter. Pass coming across to Elexer Tugler. Tugler feeding inside, and Simmons with the basket. She will score.
20, Ashley Simmons.
Shanice Brooks. So Simmons with 8, Brooks with 8, and the Monroe Warhawks have cut it to 2, 26-24. Kaysen out and Warden back in for Middle Tennessee. Ball coming inside to Ebony Rowe. Turns, puts it on the floor, and they'll call a foul on Brooks.
Brooks matched up there in an isolation. They got the ball to Ebony in the short corner. She faced up and drove Brooks. That is a much tougher matchup when Ebony can get her out in space.
Ball coming in play to Rowe, knocked out of bounds by one of the Tugglers.
Elexer on that one.
26-24. Raiders by 2. And on the left wing to Eli and back to Caroline Warden. Comes right wing to Courtney Jones. Starts in, backs it up. Back out to Warden. Out in the middle, comes to Lakin Leonard on the left side. Leonard feeds it inside to Eli. Gets doubled up, lost it, got it back. Back to Warden, 3 on the right side. Off the front of the rim, got her own rebound. Pulls it back outside. Goes in the corner to Courtney Jones. Inside, Ebony Rowe spinning with a shot, and it's off the back of the rim, no good. Loose ball, whistle out of bounds off Monroe. Raiders battling to keep possession there.
Yeah, Monroe had a couple of opportunities to get defensive rebounds there. Didn't finish the play. Middle going to the offensive boards hard, creating extra opportunities.
Ball into Courtney Jones. Pull up 15-footer is in and out. No good. And the rebound taken off by Elixir Tugler. Tugler coming in the front court. Backs it off to the wing. Puts it on the floor. And they've got a blocking foul on Warden. So now they're going to start calling touch fouls after letting everybody go to war in the paint.
And that's the tough part for the players, is trying to figure out how the game's going to be called.
Into Tugler. She missed a layup. Rebound taken by Brooks. Flips it out to Shaw and back to Tugler on the wing.
Neither team doing a very good job of cleaning up missed shots.
Lob inside, deflected away, picked up by Shaw. Her jumper is good.
Back where we started from, Dick, tie ball game.
26-26. First time we've been tied since it was two apiece. Warden on the left wing. Courtney Jones fakes the three. Pull up 15-footer. Good.
Nice play by Courtney there. It was a bad, bad closeout by Alexa Tugler. And Courtney just brings the ball down, goes one dribble attack, knocks down the shot.
First points of the second half for the Raiders, who lead 28-26. Here's Alexa Tugler outside the three-point line to Brooks. 16-footer is good by Brooks, who has 10 points coming off the bench.
Yeah, 5 of 5 from the floor right now. She's done all of her damage prior to that point underneath the basket. That time slid up to the elbow and just knocked down that little elbow jumper.
Here's Courtney Jones starting into the paint, comes back outside to Lakin Leonard. Bounce pass coming into Ebony Rowe with a left hand. She'll score.
Brooks playing behind on that particular play. Nice post feed there by Lakin Leonard, and Ebony goes to her left side with a finish. It's post against post right now, Dick.
30-28. Elixir Tugler feeding outside. Ball deflected by Courtney Jones in the open court, fighting for it, but it's saved by Tugler. Tugler comes back across the timeline. Puts it in the lane and feeds it in the corner to Shaw for a jumper, and she will score.
Well, that's a tough break. Thought we were going to get an opportunity to get a run out layup, but unfortunately Monroe comes up with it, and Tugler takes it and hits the penetrating pitch.
Game tied at 30. Warden on the left wing to Courtney Jones. Comes back on top. Back to Warden on the right side. Takes a look. Flips it back out to Ebony Rose, pulled out in the middle. Now to Lakin Leonard, back to Ebony. They'll not guard her out there. Back to Warden. Caroline starts a drive against Brooks, who deflects the shot. Caroline got it back, but the shot clock ran out.
That's just a bad position for Caroline to be in. She's not a finisher at the rim, and that's what she was forced to do with that decision.
You got a media timeout with 15:50 remaining in the game, and the score tied. Middle Tennessee 30, Louisiana Monroe 30. From Nelligan Sports, you're listening to Middle Tennessee Basketball on the Blue Raider Network.
Middle Tennessee postseason basketball is presented by Ascend Federal Credit Union, the exclusive credit union of Blue Raider Athletics.
Because you can see forever from Signal Mountain. And with the right vision plan, you can see a whole lot more. Because five kids in Jackson means 40 bicuspids at the dentist. Because of a mobile site that helps you find a doctor. Because of small towns, big businesses, and partnering together for affordable solutions in health and wellness. You carry us because we carry you. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee. Health, wellness, dental, vision. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association.
There are many reasons why 96% of First Tennessee customers would recommend us. Lori's is customer service.
I absolutely love their customer service, their kindness, their genuineness, their skill. They answer all of my stupid financial questions and never let me feel like I'm the financial dummy.
And have you recommended us, Lori?
I've recommended First Tennessee Bank to everybody I know.
To learn more and get information on a special bonus, visit firsttennessee.com/areyou a 96?
Riverdale versus Science Hill in the state championship game coming up right after the Lady Raiders here on WGNS.
We've got a 30-30 ball game, 15-50 to play. Well, the Raiders are hoping the game goes their way, of course. When you need a big decision to go your way, contact McCurdy, Ketron & East Law Firm, located on the square in Murfreesboro or at mcelaw.com. Monroe.com. McCarter, Keckman, and East.
Really good start for Monroe coming out of the locker room at halftime. A little 10-4 run they're on right now.
And they were on a bit of a run before the halftime as the Raiders did not get a field goal in the final 5 minutes of the first half. So Monroe will inbound in backcourt. It'll be Elixir Tugler to bring it down. Tugler works it over the line, guarded by Caroline Warden. Going to look in the lane, come out to Elixir. Stops, flips right side to Shaw. Shaw back in the middle. Simmons bounces inside, and it's stolen by Iceland Eli. Raiders bring it down in a tie ball game. Over to Courtney Jones, deep on the left side. Bounce pass comes into Ebony Rowe. Spins inside. Takes a right-hand hook shot up there. No good. Rebound Eli. That one missed. Goes out of bounds, and the Raiders have it under the basket.
I guess they're going to say that Tugler got her hand on that one. I thought Ice got hit across the wrist on that, but no call.
Hunter is in, and Brooks is out. I think I had her in earlier when she was on the bench. Ball is put in play by Warden to Courtney Jones. Comes down the baseline, under the basket. Little runner is in and out. Rebound Ebony, and foul from behind by number three, and that is Hunter, and that is her third foul.
Courtney on that baseline drive creates rotations, and when that happens, that frees up Ebony Rowe. She obviously working very hard on the offensive boards.
Ebony will have two shots. She's not fared well at the line today. Needs to come back with a good second half at the free throw line. 15:07 to play, and the first one is up and good. 10 points for Ebony.
We were talking about Monroe's start here in the second half. 10-4 run, now 10-5. And that's based on 5 of 7 shooting from the floor during that same stretch. Middle Tennessee only 2 of 5.
One more for Ebony Rowe. Puts it up there, too hard, missed it.
You could see that as soon as it was let go, couldn't you?
Exactly. Hunter the rebound over to Elixir Tugler. Tugger working on the right side against Kaysen, who just came in. Steps back for a little follow-away jumper that misses. And Lakin Leonard clears the rebound.
That's a tough rebound by Lakin Leonard there.
Here's Kaysen in front court. Tugler chasing her. Kaysen will circle back out front. 31-30, Middle Tennessee. Courtney Jones on the wing, into the paint. Left side, Lakin Leonard. Looking to feed, but Eli was not open. She'll circle out front, take the pass back to Courtney for three off the rim, no good. Rebound Simmons for Monroe to Elixir Tugler. Right side to Shaw. Shaw starts into the lane, dumps it off inside, and Hunter missed it. Tried to save it. They say Kaysen touched it last. And Monroe will have the ball with 14 minutes left in the ball game. Raiders leading by a 1 point margin. Tugler puts it in play to Shaw, deep on the right side. In the corner to Alexa Tugler. Circles back out front. Cross court pass comes in the corner for a three. That's no good by Shaw. And the rebound has a collision, and they're going to call Lakin Leonard on a foul. They're both going after the loose ball.
But it's a loose ball. That's anybody's ball.
Lakin Leonard picks up the foul, her first, team second. And it will be Elixir Tugler to inbound it with a fresh shot clock for Monroe.
You got to be excited anytime they shoot a perimeter shot.
They got it inside, shot missed by Simmons. Good defense by Eli, who just put her arm straight up, didn't move. Shot missed, and the Raiders get the rebound. Kaysen works to Lakin Leonard on the right wing. Comes down on top to Eli. Left side to Courtney Jones. Jones looking for the pass to Ebony Rowe. Wasn't there. Opposite corner. Lakin Leonard for three off the front of the rim. Rebound, Elixir Tugler. Tugler waits for her teammates to catch up. Gives it to Elixir for a driving layup. That will put Monroe ahead for the first time since they were led 2-0.
That's just poor transition defense by us. We didn't get back and stop the ball at all.
Ebony Rowe to Kaysen to Eli. Into Ebony. With the left hand, the shot rolls off. She's fouled. Ebony will go to the line.
Ebony with a great job there of getting the ball reversed. And when he got to Iceland at the opposite elbow, she did a good job of stepping across Simmons there. Simmons with no choice but to foul to avoid the finish.
Warhawks leading by a point, their first lead of the second half. Free throw missed.
Substitution.
Yeah, that puts Ebony at 2 of 8 from the free throw line. Right now, not showing a lot of confidence, and her technique is starting to waver.
Ebony Rowe at the line. Already has a double-double today, but she'd like some more free throws. Missed that one. And the ball out of bounds.
It belongs to us.
It'll go to the Raiders.
Shanice Kaysen, as she so often does on missed free throws, somehow finds a way to either get the offensive rebound or keep it alive. She did it again there.
Eli works out to Kaysen. 32-31 Monroe. Back to Courtney Jones. Jones guarded by Alexa Tugler. Back to Kaysen. Kaysen going to bounce to Lake and Leonard on the right wing. Across it comes to Ebony Rowe. Pulled outside into Eli, and that's a foul of number 40, Holly, for holding.
Yeah, she very definitely did. Eli Iceland was working very, very hard, and Holly had both hands in.
Raiders will play it inbounds from the baseline. Coming in to Ebony Rowe to the foul line. Kicks in the corner. Lake and Leonard for three. Needed that.
Badly.
Needed
badly.
That.
And Dick, this is a time that we need to make a great run because we have both Brooks and Simmons on the bench.
There's a ball deflected in backcourt by Courtney Jones over to Tugler. Alexa across the line. Comes over to Shaw. Her shot off the glass, no good, and out of bounds. Shaw, I think, was on the floor and was out of bounds when she caught the ball coming off.
That's the way it looked from here.
So the Raiders bring it down, leading 34-32.
As I said, we've got both those big scorers, big post players on the bench. One of them coming back at the scorers table right now.
Ball inside, going to be intercepted by Holly, who is their third post player. Over to Tugler, Alexa. Back outside to Alexa for three, and she hits it.
That's their first made three of the game. They're now 1 of 8 from the three-point line.
35-34, Monroe. You knew they were going to hit one sooner or later.
Well, they're going to shoot enough of them to make a couple, but that one really hurt, especially after we just got the three from Lakin.
Outside to Kaysen. Kaysen looking into the post, gets a screen from Ebony Rowe, skip pass into Iceland, shot blocked, got it back, stuck it up. Ebony got the rebound, stuck it up, and we've got a foul.
She is an absolute workhorse. I'm obviously talking about Ebony Rowe. There is no shot goes up that she doesn't get a hand on. Unbelievable worker.
They called the foul on Alexa Tugler, her first. We've got immediate timeout with 11:37 to play. With timeout to score, Louisiana Monroe 35, Middle Tennessee 34. From Nelligan Sports, you're listening to Middle Tennessee Basketball on the Blue Raider Network.
Middle Tennessee postseason basketball is presented by Ascend Federal Credit Union, the exclusive credit union of Blue Raider Athletics.
Each month, the Pepsi Refresh Project awards up to $1.3 million in refresh grants. Anyone can submit, anyone can vote. Your choice makes a difference. Which means that every time you drink a Pepsi, you do more than refresh yourself. You refresh the world. So the next time you're standing in front of a soda machine debating between this cola and that cola, choose the cola that hooked up music students in Spokane with a new set of instruments. When you're reaching into a cooler full of ice at your buddy's barbecue, choose the soda that gave every graduating senior at Nottoway Valley High a scholarship. If you're feeling indecisive in the soda aisle, choose Pepsi, and you might be helping an apparel company make a t-shirt that can change the world. Go to refresheverything.com and find out how your choice can make a difference. The Pepsi Refresh Project. Every Pepsi refreshes the world.
Riverdale versus Science Hill in the state championship game coming up right after the Lady Raiders here on WGNS.
Welcome back to the Summit Arena. Today's game coming to you from the Ascend Broadcast Center along Crest Row here at the Summit. Mr. B's Express Car Wash supports Blue Raider Athletics and invites you to their location at the corner of Clark and Memorial for the absolutely best car wash in town. Join the Unlimited Car Wash Club. You can get as many washes as you want each month. Vacuums are always free at Mr. B's, and go in there and wash some of that salt off that we got on the highways last week.
I don't think there's any doubt that's the best place to go. Lady Raiders off to a rugged start here in the second half, shooting only 3 of 11 from the field. Louisiana Monroe, meanwhile, 7 of 13 from the field in their second half.
Ebony Rowe at the free throw line. First one good. Gives her 11 points to go with 11 rebounds. And ties the game at 35. Second shot. It's up there, and it is good. She hit them both. Raiders lead 36-35. Into the press. Alexa Tugler in backcourt. Kaysen and Janae Brinkley back there on her. Back it comes. This is Hunter across the line to Brooks. Back to Tugler. Alexa back to Shaw. Shaw being pressed out front by Brinkley. Coming over to Shin, and there's a steal by Ebony Rowe.
Excellent job by Ebony. She was fronting the low post when they tried to go in. Got her free hand up for the deflection.
Left side to Courtney Jones. Skip pass in the lane, Ebony Rowe. In the corner, Eli. Iceland comes back out. Ebony Rowe, pretty good position. Shot blocked. Picked up by Eli, and she'll score.
Well, you saw Monroe try to slide over and double Ebony when she turned to the middle and left Iceland wide open. Good garbage basket there.
38-35. Tugler inside, feeding Brooks, who misses. And the rebound loose, fought for. Brinkley got a hand on it. Shaw to Brooks. Her shot is good.
Well, she just missed a wide open layup, which was her first miss. And that was probably the easiest shot she's had all night. But she follows it up with a little short jumper there.
38-37. Over to Courtney Jones. Raiders by one. Back to Kaysen. Kaysen comes driving into the lane. Stops. Feeds it to Brinkley. Janae skip pass into Ebony Rowe, and that's going to be a push on number three, Hunter, and that'll be her fourth foul.
Foul number three of the war.
Ball will go out of bounds to the Raiders.
Hunter, her fourth.
Fifth team foul of the second half, or sixth team foul of the second half on the Warhawks. Lake and Leonard back in for Janae Brinkley. 10:07 to play. Now we're going to have Gray coming back in for Hunter. For Monroe. Courtney Jones with the out-of-bounds play. And it comes to Ebony Rowe at the foul line. Backing in. Double team to Kaysen. To Courtney for three. No good. Rebound. Lake and Leonard tried to save it. Couldn't do it.
Got a really good look there. They came to double Ebony Rowe when she turned. She threw a nice diagonal to Shanice, who rotated it one more pass to Courtney for a wide open three. Just couldn't can it.
Shaw works across the line. Comes back out to Gray, over to Tugler. Tugler puts a three up there. No good, too long. Rebound hit Kaysen in the head, and then Kaysen got buried by Gray.
I'm not totally sure who the foul is on.
Nor am I. It's on Kaysen. Ball hit her in the head, and then Gray buried her on the floor, and she commits the foul.
I'm not sure how she did that.
Shaw is going to leave Alexa Tugler back in, and Elexer will inbound the ball for Monroe. Raiders leading 38-37. 9:43 to play. Raiders did not guard the inbounds passer, trying to deny the pass. Count is on. They finally get it in to Brooks. In the corner to Tugler. Tugler to Tugler. That's Alexa with the ball. Comes back top of the key. Starts down the left side. They won't let her in. Back it comes to Shin. Pass comes across to Alexa against Kaysen. Holds the ball overhead, throws a lob. Pass intercepted by Courtney Jones.
Good pressure on the pass and good help side by Courtney while we're fronting the low post.
In the corner, Lake and Leonard out front. Shanice Kaysen. Raiders with the ball and a one-point lead. Offensive foul on Eli. Call for an illegal screen. Nope, they call it on Courtney.
Courtney Jones, her first.
Called her for using hands to get some separation. She was coming off staggered baseline screens and was using her hands, obviously, to get open.
Here comes Tugler across the line. Just lowers her shoulder and drives it down into the right corner. Back out to Shin. Shin back to Alexa Tugler. Started out there by Ebony Rowe. Here's a steal by Kasem. And tried to feed it into Ebony Rowe, and it went off her hands out of bounds.
That's a really tough break. Shanice did a phenomenal job of getting out and getting a steal, but was going out of bounds with her momentum. Tried to throw it into Ebony and unfortunately couldn't connect on the pass.
Tugler looking, throws it in. It's going to be stolen by Kasem. Ahead to Courtney Jones, running the floor. Feeds behind her to Ebony Rowe, and the layup won't go. Got her own rebound and is fouled on the follow-up. She'll go to the line. Foul is on Jay Shin, her first.
Well, that's what I like best about Ebony Rowe. After she misses that first shot, which was really a pretty easy shot, she just stayed with it rather than pouting and is now going to the free throw line. What we need her to do is regain her 2012 and 13 free throw form and make these babies.
Exactly. 8:42 to play. Raiders with a one-point lead. Foul shot good. 39-37. Shaw comes back in, and Shin is out for the Warhawks. One more for the junior from Lexington, Kentucky. No good. Rebound Brooks. Brooks comes over to Alexa Tugler. 39-37. Raiders by two. Tugler out on the right wing. Back to the middle. Alexa Tugler comes back to Shaw for a three that's good.
A lot of attention being paid, obviously, to defending Brooks down in the post. That time we did not get out on Shaw at all.
Monroe with a one-point lead. Into Ebony Rowe. Lays it up and scores. Quick post move.
Great 41-40. Baseline spin. You're right.
Quickly down. Alexa Tugler. Back to Alexa. Raiders by one. 8 minutes to play. We'll have a media timeout coming. The next dead ball. Inside to Gray. And the foul will be on Lake and Leonard, I believe. Yep.
Foul number 52.
That'll be her second. Here's the media timeout with 7:54 to play. Monroe will have free throws coming when we return with a score. Middle Tennessee 41, Louisiana Monroe 40. From Nelligan Sports, you're listening to Middle Tennessee Basketball on the Blue Raider Network.
Middle Tennessee postseason basketball is presented by Ascend Federal Credit Union, the exclusive credit union of Blue Raider Athletics.
There's never been a better time to buy a quality late model, low mileage vehicle than right now. City Auto makes value and selection our top priority, offering a huge selection of Carfax One owner cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. Every vehicle is thoroughly inspected and City certified or still under manufacturer's warranty. We'll be making deals all day, so stop by our showroom at 1023 Bridge Avenue or check out our huge selection of City certified pre-owned vehicles online at cityauto.com. There's never been a better time to buy a quality late model, low mileage vehicle than right now. City Auto. Shop where the dealers shop.
Hey, TOA! Hey,
TOA. What's that about?
Hey, oh, the TOA cheer.
TOA?
You know, Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance.
Why are they cheering for them?
Well, they take care of more athletes in Middle Tennessee than anyone, treating joints, bones, muscles.
So if one of these players needs help, they should call TOA?
Yeah, or they can just yell, because there's likely a TOA physician already on the sidelines. They love football.
Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, official team physician of Blue Raiders Athletics. Visit TOA.com today.
Riverdale versus Science Hill in the state championship game coming up right after the Lady Raiders here on WGNS.
7:54 left in this quarterfinal game in the Sun Belt Conference Tournament. Middle Tennessee leading Louisiana Monroe 41-40. Today's broadcast powered by Purity Chocolate Milk. Refuel after your workouts like the Blue Raiders do with Purity Chocolate Milk. Well, Kyle, at one time, the Raiders had this ball game in the palm of their hands in the first half. Let Monroe get back in the game toward the end of the half, and then let them get even closer in the first two or three minutes of the second half, and now we've got a back-and-forth game.
Well, as we said, at the end of the first half, the momentum clearly shifted to Monroe, and they have brought that back to the second half from the locker room. One of the good things that we've done is not allowed them to get to the free-throw line very often, but that's where they're going right now. They're only two of three from the free-throw line. We've been there 20 times. The problem, we've only converted 10.
Gray misses the first up two. Christina Gray, 5'9", sophomore, has one more to tie with 7:54 to play. Shot is up there and good. Hit the back of the rim and fell in. 41-41. Raiders bring it down. Courtney Jones going to work on the right wing to Kaysen. Kaysen comes back to Courtney on the left wing. Out front. Jones comes back to the middle, shovels it back to Kaysen. Shot clock is at 10. Right side to Ebony Rowe. Eli. Kaysen on the left wing. Kaysen going to shoot a three there. No good. Rebound going to be taken by Ebony Rowe. And loose. Lost and picked up by Simmons for Monroe.
Yeah, Middle Tennessee running the wheel offense there, trying to get a rear screen for Courtney Jones, and it never materialized.
Ball into Simmons, who misses. Hit off the bottom of the board. Loose ball on the floor. We'll have a held ball. It'll be Middle Tennessee's possession.
Very fortunate there. A 50-50 ball that we haven't really done a great job of coming up with this entire game. But fortunately, it ended up being a tied ball, which got it going our direction.
41-41, 7:05 to play.
We'd love to be able to show them later during the game. That's SBC at Crown.
This one's been a slugfest.
It absolutely has.
Now the official blows the whistle.
They need to reset the shot clock for
sure. It's throwing 24. We just inbounded it and it went down to 24. Has to be 30 on the change of possession, doesn't it? What are we playing, NBA rules now? Well, we're going to get 24 seconds, I guess. Courtney Jones comes left to lane all the way for a layup and scores.
Nice drive there by Courtney. Brought the ball to the left side of the floor, got no help, went all the way to the rack.
43-41. Shaw working outside for Monroe to Tugler. Alexa throws one up there, threw up a prayer, and a foul on Casey.
Foul number five.
That's three on Shanice.
Team six.
And Alexa Tugler will go to the line.
Well, we've done a poor job, quite frankly, of bailing out some really bad shooters.
Here's the free throw. Good. She'll get one more.
We've had about three or four plays in a row, Dick, where we've fouled when they're getting ready to attempt a really tough, you know, field goal shot. And that's not what you want to do, is send them to the free throw line right now.
Brooks is back in and Gray is out. One more for Alexa Tugler. Good. Get them both.
They're going back to their double low post lineup with both Brooks and Simmons on the floor at the same time. They have worked very well together and been very efficient offensively.
Courtney Jones, skip pass into Eli. Bad pass, intercepted by Tugler. Alexa Tugler drives, and this one is good.
Never stopped the ball there in defensive transition. Again, turnover into a layup at the other end. And right now, Dick, 6:15 to go. We're down two.
Ball into Ebony Rowe, knocked out of bounds by Tugler. Raiders will have the ball under the basket. Courtney Jones will put it in play. And it comes to Ebony Rowe. Right of the foul line. Stops back to Kaysen. Kaysen with the shot clock at 10. On the right wing to Ebony Rowe. Eli.
Running all wheel offense again.
Kaysen drives the lane. Going to go up with a shot and score.
That's a big-time play by Shanice there. We couldn't get Ebony Rowe posted low. Courtney Jones could not get open, and Shanice drove it from the left wing all the way to the opposite side, used the rim for a protector, and finished. What a play.
45-45. Out front with the ball, Alexa Tugler. Starts right. Going to shoot that same shot and hit it again.
We have got to get back and stop the ball there. She turned the corner after the ball screen, and we allowed her to go all the way to the rim.
Two-point lead, Monroe. Courtney for three out on the left. Scores the three. MTMC three, Courtney Jones. 48-47, Middle Tennessee. In front court, Alexa Tugler. Out to Simmons. To Alexa for a pull-up jumper. That one's good.
Yeah, Courtney went for a steal there and came up with air. And you just saw Tugler take it and drive it, hit the short jump shot.
49-48. Here comes Courtney Jones on a drive, and she's fouled. It'll be on 22, Shaw.
Jasmine Shaw, her first
foul.
Team's eight.
Courtney Jones to the free throw line. She'll be shooting two with 4:52 to play. Monroe leading 49-48. First one is up and good. Game tied at 49. One more for the senior guard from Oak Ridge. It's good. Lake and Leonard wound up on the floor. Raiders lead 50-49.
Dick, we just got a foul on Simmons. So the free throw is going to count, and we're going to get to the free throw line.
Yep, that'll be a 1-1 for Lake and Leonard.
You're absolutely right.
Coach Ensel wants a timeout. I think the officials could use one, too.
It looks like it.
So this is a full timeout. So we'll take it here with 4:52 to play. Timeout with a score. Middle Tennessee 50, Louisiana Monroe 49. From Elegant Sports, you're listening to Middle Tennessee Basketball on the Blue Raider Network.
Middle Tennessee postseason basketball is presented by Ascend Federal Credit Union, the exclusive credit union of Blue Raider Athletics.
When a woman hears from one of her friends, "I love that jewelry, where did you get it?" she's happy. She's also proud to say it came from Shane Company. Ladies love shopping at Shane Company because we design hundreds of our own exclusive styles that no other jeweler has. Every day, we add hot, fashion-forward looks with diamonds, natural rubies, natural sapphires, and cultured pearls. Guys like Shane Company because our non-commissioned personal shoppers won't pressure them to buy, and because their money goes much further with our direct importer prices. If you've not yet been to Shane Company, after one visit, you'll know why our customers say that we're worth the drive.
Now you have a friend in the diamond business, Shane Company, in Franklin, just west of I-65 at Cool Springs Boulevard. Open Monday through Friday till 8, Saturday and Sunday till 5, online at shaneco.com.
Riverdale versus Science Hill in the state championship game coming up right after the Lady Raiders here on WGNS.
Back at the Summit Arena, a broadcast coming to you from the Ascend Broadcast Center along Press Row. For those of you listening on our network affiliate WGNS, if they should happen to break away for the Riverdale championship game in the TSSAA tournament, just switch over to 89.5. And our flagship station, WMOT, will be here for the duration. Here's Lakin Leonard to the free throw line. An unusual situation. Fouled on a made free throw by Courtney Jones. And Lakin missed the front end of a 1-1. The Raiders just not sharp at the free throw line.
And that
today
was a golden opportunity there.
50-49, Middle Tennessee leading. Shaw back in for Monroe, comes down the left side, leaves it in the corner with Tugler. Outside to Brooks. Brooks inside to Simmons, overshot it. And the rebound taken by Lake and Leonard. Kaysen will bring it down.
She got a point-blank look and just shot, put it over the rim.
Kaysen in front court. Raiders by one, 50-49. Courtney Jones back to Kaysen, holding outside the three-point line, comes in the circle. Back over to Lake and Leonard to the right side, into Ebony Rowe, spins inside, no good, fouled, she'll go to the line.
If that foul's on Simmons, that's number five.
Foul number 20.
And it is, and she's done.
That is the fifth foul on Simmons, who is fouled out with 4:13 remaining. She leaves with a total of 8 points, 5 rebounds. She is a third-team all-conference selection and the player of the week for the final week of the regular season.
Yes, she did not have a Simmons-like game. She comes into this game averaging 12 and 8 and has spent a lot of it on the bench in foul trouble.
So the Raiders will have Ebony Rowe at the line for 2 shots. Boy, the Raiders have had tons of opportunities at the free throw line today.
Yeah, 12 of 23 right now. And, of course, our last miss was the front end of a 1-1. We've had multiple opportunities, as you said, Dick, to really have that lead be ballooned.
No good. Went in and came out.
Yeah, we look like we're aiming the ball rather than shooting the ball. It looks like we're throwing darts.
Those rims are very touchy, aren't they? Second shot good. So the Raider lead is 2, 51-49. Monroe to bring it down. This is Alexa Tugler. Back out front to Gray. Lob pass underneath. Brooks with a shot. She'll score.
Boy, that's an incredible catch by Brooks. Ebony Rowe with a good job of fronting her in the low post. And the pass and catch and the finish still made.
51 all. Here is Courtney Jones. Feeds it out to Kaysen. Kaysen comes left on the dribble. Bounce pass into Eli. No good. And she's fouled.
That's the set that we ran so successfully in the first half where we came off a ball screen and got a weak side ducky and Shanice with the pass to Iceland as we go to the media timeout.
3:43 to play in this game with timeout. It's Middle Tennessee 51, Monroe 51. From Nelligan Sports, you're listening to Middle Tennessee Basketball on the Blue Raider Network.
Middle Tennessee postseason basketball is presented by Ascend Federal Credit Union, the exclusive credit union of Blue Raider Athletics.
What a state of generosity. Look what my agent got for me just by switching to State Farm. A few hundred unexpected bucks, I couldn't ask for more. But now I've got to figure out what I should use it for. A new bike would be radical, but maybe something practical like a pet baboon with one robotic arm. Get to a better state Farm.
In Murfreesboro, call State Farm agents Mel Adams and Jeannie Ullman.
At Creekside Assisted Living of Murfreesboro, we provide excellence in service while maintaining the dignity of our residents in a home-like atmosphere. Come see our new community, which includes bistros, salons, a library, and spacious activity areas. A kind, friendly, and well-trained staff can help residents with the daily activities of life. Locally owned by Blue Raider alumni Tim Keach and Kent Ayer. Find out more about Creekside Assisted Living, 895-3002, or online at www.creeksideassistedliving.com.
Riverdale versus Science Hill in the state championship game coming up right after the Lady Raiders here on WGNS.
Back to the Summit Arena in Hot Springs, Arkansas. Our game coming to you from the Ascend Broadcast Center along Press Row here. And Kyle, the Raiders, boy, it's been a game of just missed opportunities, particularly at the free throw line. And right now we're in a dead tie.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Dick. We're shooting 13 of 25 from the floor. Monroe actually outscoring us from the field. They have 22 field goals on 51 attempts. We have only 17 field goals on 45 attempts. The big difference at the free throw line, we've gotten 25 free throw attempts to their 7, but we only lead the scoring battle there by 8. They've made 5, we've made 13.
Iceland Eli at the line, first up 2, good. 52-51. Middle Tennessee struggled in the second half, but now leads by 2 as Iceland Eli calmly hits 2 at the line, 53-51. In front court, Alexa Tugler stops outside, gives the ball to her twin Alexa into Brooks, puts it on the floor, double teamed. Back it comes to Alexa down the baseline. Baseline pass to Shaw, inside for a layup, she'll score. 53-53. And the Raiders work in front court. Left wing to Courtney Jones. Back to Kaysen. Holding outside. Penetrates to the foul line. Backs it up. Comes right. Got a little jump shot. Good.
That's a nice play by Shanice. Obviously, Monroe backing off of her and giving her the green light, in essence, to shoot. Then she dribbles into where she's comfortable and makes that shot.
55-53. Alexa Tugger, deep right side. Back to Alexa. 2:40 to play. Raiders by two. 18-foot straightaway jumper, no good. Rebound. Ebony Rowe going to clear it out. People hanging on her, but she gets it away to Kaysen.
Really critical position possession here. We've got a two-point lead with 2:25 to go. We need to come out of this possession with a score.
Courtney Jones on the left wing. Around a screen from Eli to Kaysen. Screen from Ebony Rowe. Kaysen starts in. Backs it up. Shot clock running down. Kaysen's got to shoot it. Puts it up in the lane. No good. Rebound. Ebony Rowe follows it up. No good. And Shaw has it for Monroe coming down the far side. Shaw into the front court. And a timeout taken by Monroe with 1:53 to play. This will be a 30 or a 60. It's going to be a 30, so we'll keep it here with the Raiders leading by 2 points and Monroe in possession.
I'm glad Coach Martin took that timeout because I believe Shaw was getting ready to turn the corner and go all the way to the rim.
She appeared to have her mind made up to
yes.
do that.
Well, obviously, it's possession by possession time. 1:53 to go. Monroe with the ball. I'm assuming it's going to be side out of bounds on the... But I can't get an official's clarification on that. Middle Tennessee clinging to a two-point lead. And obviously, efficiency on offense is going to be a key. Defensively, we have got to keep them in front of us and not allow them to drive the ball to the rim. If they get the ball inside to Brooks, who's doing so much damage, I believe we're going to be coming to double there, Dick.
Boy, they have been good inside today.
They really have.
Here's Alexa Tugler working out front. Over to Shaw. Starts in, gets down the baseline, gets doubled up, dribbles back in the corner. The Raiders double her up there, and they have to call a timeout.
Excellent work there by Ebony Rowe and Lake and Leonard working together. When Shaw caught the ball, she drove it baseline.
She just painted herself into the corner and had nowhere to go.
We had a great rotation there by Ebony out. Lakin kept following it down, and they just kept squeezing her into the corner, forcing the timeout by Monroe.
Now, keep in mind that the shot clock is at 11.
And that's going to be a deep under out of bounds position, which is very difficult to get a scoring option off where that throw-in is going to be taking place, which in essence is outside the three-point line on the baseline.
Here's Shaw. Shaw looking, gets it into Gray. 8 to shoot. Gray out front to Tugler. Alexa comes down the lane. No good. And it's out of bounds off Ebony Rowe.
Yeah, she couldn't get both hands on it, so she swatted it away. Unfortunately, that gives them a new 30 seconds.
Shaw puts it in play to Alexa. Oh, they cleared the left side and a block. Eli with a block. Out front, the pass to Iceland. Loose ball, out of bounds. I think it went off Monroe. It did. Yeah, it did. That's the correct call.
What a great play on both ends by Iceland Eli. The rotation for the block on the defensive end, and there on a ball that was thrown ahead, she kept it in play, Dick, and allowed us to get the ball back in.
Courtney Jones for three off the rim. Rebound, Eli, no good. And then a rebound taken by Brooks. Well, a minute to play. Minute three, actually. Alexa Tugler works it across to Alexa. Drives the lane. No good and a foul.
foul number five.
Kaysen going to be called for her fourth foul.
Kaysen, her fourth.
Yet another foul that you'd love to have seen not been made simply because Tugler was taking an off-balance runner that she had virtually no chance of making.
55 seconds left in the game. Free throw good.
You have to give them credit. They have not gotten to the free throw line very much. As a matter of fact, that's only their eighth attempt from the free throw line, but they've made six of those.
One more coming for the 5'8 junior guard. Tugler puts it up there. Good. She hit them both. She's 4 for 4. 55 all. Raiders bring it down. 49 seconds left. Courtney Jones drives the right side of the lane. Can't get in. Backs it up. Feeds under to Eli. Layup good.
That's a nice play by Courtney. She didn't get what she was looking for off the ball screen. Backed it out. Iceland, after setting the ball screen, dove straight to the rim and got the return pass.
30-second timeout.
30 seconds.
Fans, timeout for
Coach Hensel called that timeout after the made basket by Eli.
Obviously wanting to talk about his defensive keys here, because this becomes the most critical defensive possession in the game. With a two-point lead, you've got to be careful if you're going to double in the low post, because that could potentially leave a three-point shooter open somewhere.
And they've hit a couple today.
They have. They made them both down the stretch. They're now 2 of 10 from the three-point line, but both of them have been made in the second half.
So we've got a two-point ball game, 42 seconds left. Monroe will have the ball in the back court, and we'll see if the Raiders will try to slow them down a little bit in the back court. What do you think?
I'd be stunned if we didn't press, if for no other reason than to limit their options in terms of the shot clock.
So this is a key timeout for both coaches working hard over there. Raiders come out with Lake and Leonard, Courtney Jones, Iceland Eli, Ebony Rowe, Shanice Kaysen.
And as we say that, no backcourt pressure by Middle Tennessee.
So it will be the Tugglers to bring it down. And they're going to roll the ball in and let the clock start now. Alexa Tugler to the right side, where she's been really effective. Works it out on the wing. Raiders leading by two. Starts right. Comes back. Stops. Being pressured. Gets it out to Alexa. She likes to go the other way. Does. She'll stop. Turn. Back to Brooks. Brooks for an 18-footer. No good. And the rebound. And a foul on Eli.
Yep. Tough situation for Ice there. Again, going after a loose ball. And she and Shaw got tangled up. And from here, it looked like that was the proper call.
Shaw will go to the line.
1-1 for the Warhawks, number 22.
And she'll be shooting a 1-1. 5'10 junior, Jasmine Shaw. Free throw up there, good.
They shoot 73% from the free throw line. She stepped up and made that one very calmly.
57-56. One more up there. That one's no good, and the rebound to Eli. Iceland gets it away to Courtney Jones.
Move the ball. Move the ball.
Jones in backcourt, fouled with 10.8 on the game clock, and the Raiders leading 57-56.
Iceland with a big-time defensive rebound there off the missed free throw. Got the ball out very quickly to Courtney, and Courtney trying to sprint away with the dribble and eat up as much clock as she possibly can. Middle with a one-point lead, 10.8 seconds to go.
At line shooting two.
Courtney Jones will have two shots as Monroe is over the limit here in the second half.
Yep.
From Oak Ridge, Tennessee, the first one is good.
Substitution for the Warhawks.
58.
Alicia Hunter.
56.
Number 10,
They've got their three-point shooter, Shin, coming in.
Yeah, absolutely right. We've got to know exactly where we are on that matchup and do not leave her at all.
One more for Courtney with 10 seconds to play. Good.
Timeout, Middle Tennessee.
30 seconds.
59-56.
We don't want to do the same thing that happened at Iowa when we left a three-point shooter unguarded with a three-point lead. She hit the shot, sent it into overtime, and Iowa went on to win the game. That's a long time ago, but I know Coach Ensel still remembers that.
Well, you draw on those experiences as a team, and you're constantly reminding your team. I wouldn't be surprised if he was doing that in the huddle right now. Obviously, the two doesn't hurt you at all. The three is the one that is really critical at this point. That being said, if you're ULM, you've got 10.8 seconds. They got a chance to drive the ball to the rim.
And you don't want to foul on a two-point shot.
Don't foul on the two-point shot. Again, I'm very surprised that we're not picking up backcourt.
Now we've got another timeout as the strategy is blowing here at the Summit Arena.
And I'm absolutely amazed by that timeout because that eliminates their ability to drive the ball to the rim. The clock is going to stop on the score, but they don't have a chance to set their defense by taking that last timeout.
So have they used up their allotment?
If that scoreboard is accurate, they just used their last timeout.
The overhead scoreboard shows one left apiece.
It should.
The timeout situation is so complicated. I don't even
know
how to keep up
with it. Now they've got it. Now they have zero timeouts.
No timeouts left for Monroe.
I'm really surprised by that timeout, but I'm glad they took it.
One left for Middle Tennessee. Raiders leading 59-56. And we have 10.8 seconds still left in the ballgame. Let's get in a quick station ID. 15 seconds now for station identification on the Blue Raider Network.
It's time. Show your true blue. Blue Raiders.
Your Blue Raiders are Eastern Division champions.
Raiders win.
The home of the Blue Raiders. WGNS, Murfreesboro.
Dick Palmer, Kyle Turnham. Again, if you're listening on WGNS, and they cut away, go to 89.5. With the basketball out front, Alexa Tugler throws up a long shot at the buzzer, and the Raiders will walk away from here with a win. Final score, Middle Tennessee 59, and Louisiana Monroe 56.